live from Talkeetna. Austin Roof is live with the Eagles. How's it going, Austin?
Hey, all right. Yep, one more game for you guys here. Now, actually, we got two more games. We got our very own Sandpoint Eagles playing this game, the Lady Eagles, and then the very next game at 1 o'clock will be the boys. And they're going to be playing Wasilla Lake. And the win for that jump goes over to Bobby Dushkin. So the Sandpoint Eagles starting out on top already. Both teams look ready. Both teams look fairly evenly matched on size, so that's a good start for them. Dantessa's got the ball now. She gets a great pick from Lady. Dantessa puts up a shot. Ooh, goes over the rim. Rebounded by number 22, Darla Sulak, for the Wasilla Lake Christian Rams. All right, 20's got it. That's Sulak. She finds number 10, Maddie Fuller. Who gets over number 12? Down number 22, Sulak. She brings it back out, dishes over number 20, Rihanna Chapman. Rihanna finds 11, Chelsea Mosier. And Chapman trying to bring it down to the post. She gets it back out to Mosier, back to number 12. She finds 10-4 for a jump shot. That one's not going. Rebounded by number 12, Kaylee Maurer. And we're going to have a jump ball as Lainey Kuchinoff fights for the ball with number 20, who is Brianna Chapman. Lady Eagles looking pretty good out there. Looking like they're ready to give us a good go around. And the throw in goes. Number 20 finds 11. That's Chelsea Moss here. Back to 20. Brianna Chapman over to 10, 4. She's on the left-hand side of the perimeter. She gets number 22, drives on the baseline, puts up a jump shot. First points of the game scored by number 22, Darla Sulak. On a nice little baseline drive into a jump shot. Looks like some half-court press going to be put on the Eagles. Oh, there's Madison for a three-point shot. That one does not go in. Ooh, and Lainey Kuchinoff fighting for the rebound. And it's going to go out off of her. But she hustled hard to the ground to get it. 6 minutes and 32 seconds left to go. And number 10 will bring it down for the Rams. That's Maddie Fuller. She finds number 20 on the right-hand side to get to the baseline with 22. Sulak tries to pass it in on top of the post, but the ball gets lost and gets into the hands of Dantessa. Half-court press is really working her hard, but she's running all around. And Julia Johnson gets the ball on the right-hand side for a three-point shot. And a fight for the rebound. Madison gets it. A couple shots put up there. Oh, and Bobby, puts up a nice little shot. That goes over the rim, rebounded by Mafia, and goes over to Chapman, who finds number 12, Mahler. Back down to Chapman, up to Mafia, and then on top of the three-point, 2-4, back up to the post. Oh, down to the paint. Sulak drove in, ran the play perfectly, and the pass goes to her, and they're going to meet them with that full-court press again. But luckily, Bobby Dishkin turns on the gas and runs around him, and oh, she's going to draw the foul. Number 10, Maddie Ford, try to put her foot down to stop her from getting around. That's when you do on defense for full-court press. You try to push them onto the sideline. And the ball came my way just there. All right, so yeah, what you try to do on full-court press, you try to get them to the sideline, and then you put pressure on them on the sideline, and that's what Fuller was trying to do. And as she did that, she just bumped a little bit too hard. All right, there's Lane with the ball. We're on the left-hand side of the key. As Julia Johnson passes over to Bobby Dushkin to take a shot. Does not go in. Rebounded, though, by the Eagles. Lane's got the ball. Oh, and she's fighting hard to keep her hands up. But number 10, Mosley is able to cause a turnover. Gives it over to number 20, Brianna Chapman. And she'll take it past the half court. Chapman over to the right-hand side. Back up to the top of the post. Good passing by the Rams. 11's got the ball now. That's Mosley. Over, but almost lost the pass, but it's regained by number 12, Kaylee Maurer. And a shot goes up by number 22, Sulak. That does not go in, but the Eagles get the rebound. Oh, and Bobby tried to pass the ball to Bobby, and Bobby just got kicked out of her hand and gets it into the Rams' hand. So they're trying to take shots now. Brianna puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Number 10 takes a shot off the glass, Maddie Fuller. That one did go in. Two more points now for the Rams. All right. Bobby just shoots the ball now, trying to outrun the full-court press. Oh, but she loses it. And, oh, it's all tangled up in number 22, Sulak and her were on the ground fighting hard for that one. And Bobby had her two arms, a leg, most of her body wrapped around to not lose it. And that jump ball is going to go to the Eagles. She throws it into Dantessa. Oh, a lob pass over to Madison to get to Bobby. Takes a shot. Oh, does not go in. And that will be out of bounds in favor of the Rams. And throw in for number 22 to 10. That's 94. We'll take it up over the half-court line. Hands are up for the Lady Eagles as they have a 2-3 zone being put on. Over to the right-hand side where 20 has it. She finds it back up to number 12. Top of the post now, or 11. Macias drives to get down to number 22, Sulak, at the baseline. And Sulak, great at driving towards the hoop, puts up a two-point layup, and gets a foul while she's at it, so she'll have a chance to make this 3 points. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And 8-0 score, now 9-0 as Sulak made her free throw. All right, here comes that full court press again. And Sam Point is having a tough time breaking passes. They lose the ball again there. Oh, and a traveling call on that one. As number 12, Mauer, really fought hard to get a turnover against Bobby. And Bobby holds on to it. Oh, and Madison's able to get a shot. They're able to break past the full court press. Madison drives down the baseline, puts up a shot, and will draw a foul and go to the free throw line for a chance to get the first points on the board for Sam Point. All right, 3 minutes and 44 seconds left to go as Madison lines up for her first attempt. Oh, that one hits the rim and just barely misses. All right, Madison lines up now for her second shot. And that one doesn't go in either. Rebounded by Sulak. She takes it over herself to the top of the three-point line, brings over number 10. He brings him up onto the post where to Chelsea Macias. Macias fights for the ball with, I believe, Laney, and a jump ball is called. So that will go in favor of the Rams. 20 looking for someone to get open. She finds Sulak and puts up a shot. Doesn't make it in. Dantessa is right there for the rebound. She moves quickly. And number 10 really put some pressure on to Dantessa and knocked the ball out of her hands as she was trying to drive the sideline. Oh, the throw in from Dantessa goes into the hands of number 12, Mauer. Oh, but Bobby fights hard to get the ball back and is able to slow the play down at least. Dantessa lands on the floor trying to get the ball herself. But at least there was no breakaway right there for the Rams. And so, oh, the Eagles are working hard. Number 11, Lockyer goes up for a shot on the baseline, does not make it. Kylie does. Oh, Dantessa gets it over to Laney. Oh, and Laney drives down the sideline. And number 12 was right there, Kaylee Mauer, trying to put lots of pressure on the Laney, and Laney just drove right through us. And Laney and her both went down to the ground. Looks like Laney's going to step off the court to just recover after that little spill. And Marianne Larson will come in for her. All right, Bobby throws it into Dantessa. Dantessa tries to like Bobby number 23, puts a lot of pressure. That's Christy Kaliopsko trying to put some pressure on her. But blue ball right now. Bobby wrapped around to try to take a three-point shot. There was a whistle. And 22 will throw it in for the Rams. All right, 12 will bring it up. That's Kaylee Mauer. She finds number 20, Chapman, on the top of the key now. Back over to Sulak. He drives down into the paint. Looking for someone to get open, but wasn't quite able to find it. It goes across to the other side. But 20 takes a nice little bank shot from the right-hand side. That doesn't go in either. So rebounded by 12. All right, back in the hands of Sulak. He puts it on 12. He's right on the post. She's trying hard to work her way up. But, yeah, she wasn't able to. She got a pass out, but that was 3 seconds in the key off of on the offense. So that would be a turnover for the Eagles as they work the the Rams worked really hard to try and make something happen. They weren't able to. All right, Bobby Wood, and always like getting good picks from Julia, getting good picks from Dantetta. Puts him a shot, does not go in. Mariano for the rebound, puts him a shot, that doesn't go in. Rebound by Dantetta. So Dantetta and Madison both on the floor now trying to get it, and it'll be called out of bounds if they both split just a little bit. 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the first quarter. The score is 0-9. All right, 12. Mallard gets it over. 23 has the ball now. She puts inside the key to number 21, Olivia Short, who almost loses the ball, but is able to get it to Sulak. Oh, tries to pass it. Sulak tries to pass it to the top of the three-point line, but Koliopko was there. But it was stuffed by three of the Eagles. Great defense being played by Sandpoint. Got to go to the Sandpoint Eagles. They are playing wonderful defense out here today. Oh, throw in now. Number Sulak has it. She's driving up to the post. Bobby's there to meet her and causes her some pressure, so she isn't able to make a layup, but I think they're going to get the throw in as it was last touched by Bobby. All right, 20 calls the play into action. She throws over to Sulak. Number 23, Kaviakko at top. Oh, and she gets to number 12, who almost loses the ball to, almost loses the ball to number 12 here for the Eagles. But the ball was last touched by the Rams, so that will be a ball for the Eagles. All right, and the full court defense really putting a lot of pressure on Madison. Ball gets out of her hands, but it goes out off of the hands of the Rams. All right. And so we got a jump ball now as ball went into the hands of Sylvana Morris. And Sylvana was able to keep her hands on it. So one of the Rams reaches over and grabs onto it as well. Two substitutions now as Laney and Dantetta both come in. Oh, Dantetta gets a throw in. Almost loses it, but she's able to work her way. Dantetta's got great ball handling skills. All right, Julia Johnson got the pass. And she was right on the sideline. And as she pivoted, her foot went out of bounds. So that will be a turnover for the Rams, in favor of the Rams. All right, 12 now has the ball. That is Mallard. She finds number 20, Chapman, on the right-hand side. She gets it into the top of the key where 21, Olivia Short, tries to find someone to catch the ball. She runs into some problems with defense. Bobby Dishan had a great steal and was driving the baseline with the ball, trying to keep control, but goes out of bounds with it. Less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. The score is 0-9 in favor of the Rams. Oh, Bobby with another great reach in there. Just steal the ball from the throw-in, but she again goes out of bounds on the baseline. All right, so one more throw-in now for the Rams. All right, 22, Sulak takes a shot. Rebounded by Dantetta. Dantetta gets a good pick, but she has some running room from Bobby Dishan. Pulls back. Gives Madison to Bobby at the top of the three-point line. All right, Bobby walks it up and tries to set the play. And almost gets the ball stolen from her from number 12, Mallard, with some good hustle. And Bobby was trying to call the play out and forced a pass from Bobby that wasn't able to make it to his recipient. All right, 30 seconds left to go. First quarter, 0-9 still the score. Mallard will get the ball over to Chapman. Chapman drives in, takes a little jump shot off the glass, does not go in. Rebound, though, by Mallard. That one isn't going either. Yep, I think it's going to be over the top on Mallard. Yep, she going for the rebound a little bit too aggressively. Goes over the top of one of the Eagles. 17 seconds left to go. There will be a chance for the Lady Eagles to get one more shot in here if they're able to get past the full-court press. Oh, Lady working hard, trying to work past it, but that full-court press caused her too much pressure. So a shot goes up, 22. 22, Sulak got the steal from that full-court press, drove in, puts up a shot. That one doesn't go in, gets her a rebound as she goes to the second shot. That one will be a foul. Sulak doing a good job leading the team here for the Rams from Wasilla Lake. Her first shot does not go in. She'll get one more attempt. And she puts up one more. And that one does go in. All right. So 7 seconds left to go. And there's a timeout call by Coach Julian. Going to try to set up perhaps one last play here to see if the girls can't get a chance to score 2 points before the end of the first quarter. The score is 10-0 now at the end of the first quarter. 4 fouls for the Wasilla Lake Rams, and only 3 fouls, though, for the Lady Eagles. So the Eagles are actually playing. The ball has not gotten, the game has gotten too far out of control. You know, they're having some hardships for full court press. That is the biggest issue right now, getting the ball out of their own territory and towards their basket. The full court press has been really hard on them. So we'll see what Coach Julian can do to bring up a plan on offense to break through the full court press. All right, so here we go. Dantes is going to throw the ball, and she finds Bobby. 6 seconds left to go. Bobby's trying to find somebody. Oh, throws over to number 20, Chapman. He gets the ball. He's going to throw one last chance. No, he will not. That's the end of the very first quarter there. And the score 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. Full court press. I feel like Rams is doing them a lot of favors, having a hard time. The Eagles are getting past it. So we'll see what they can do. Coach Julian right now talking to his players, trying to instruct them on how to get past that kind of defense. They've been able to do it. They've got the speed to do it. Really, it takes a lot of speed, and it takes strong passes in order to get past a full-court press. They've got Dantessa. They got Bobby. Both of those girls can dribble the ball very well, and they've both got speed. Passing is the area where they're having a hard time with. They need to be able to pass it in a precise fashion so that way they can get around the defense. And we'll see what they can do here coming into the second quarter. These girls have the potential to come back here. Try to see what they're going to do. There's the buzzer for the end of the second quarter. And right now, the Silver Lake Rams just did a good job on capitalizing on turnovers. That's where most of their points have come from. You know, they're making a lot of points on turnovers. But, you know, on the defensive side, the Eagles are putting good pressure on them as well. So we'll see what happens. Well, here, Lake wants to first throw in here. 22 Surak will throw it into number 10. That is Boss there. Oh, that's 4, actually. Oh, turnover. Dantessa's got the ball, but she runs into some traffic. She finds Laney. Laney's going to pull, try to pass to Bobby, who is underneath the basket. It gets into the hands of Surak, though. Yeah, Surak takes it down now. She finds number 11, Mathier. Mathier tries on the post, gets it over to Surak, who was on the inside the key, and Dantessa fought hard to stop the ball from going there. I think that's going to be a jump ball. All right. So, after that throw-in, though, the Eagles get a steal with a full-court press. Lots of good speed for the Rams. Okay, Jules got it. She gets it to Laney. Lane of a big shot off the glass. Does not go in. Rebound by Mossier, number 11. All right, she gets it over to Surak. And she drives down. Oh, and Bobby's trying to put herself in front of Surak to stop her from driving down. But she was moving while she did it, so that will be a foul. Sandpoint Boys coming up next after this game against Wasilla Lake. Looking forward to seeing that one. Great players. For both teams, a lot of height actually coming our way from Wasilla Lake. Several players above 6 foot. So we'll see how the Eagles are able to adapt to that. Oh, shot goes up by Mossier for the Wasilla Lake. That one doesn't go in. But she gets her own rebound. All right. Ball is in the hands of number 10. Oh, 4. And that's going to be a blocking charge off of Julie. Oh, no, that's going to be a number 10 was trying to turn the center on Julia pretty hard, and Julia dropped to the ground to throw into the Eagles. All right, Dantessa's got the ball. She gets it past half court. Oh, but she's having a hard time getting past number 23. All right, Julia's got the ball, but she's sitting all over the place, having a hard time getting past her defender, too. Now Dantessa's got it. All right, Bobby, 3-point shot. Oh, comes up shy. Rebound by Mossier. She's got 2 Eagles around her, though. A lot more pressure being played on the defense on after the rebound. But Surak gets the ball, and she'll walk it over, and the 2-3 zone continues for the Eagles. All right, number 10, She finds it to number 23. That's Christy Calavito. All right, number 10 takes a shot now. Pass over to 4. 4 takes a shot. And that one does not go in, but the rebound is done by the Rams, and that rebound layup does go in. All right, 22 now. Surak got a steal on the full court press. She finds Maciera at the top of the three-point line on the left-hand side. She gets over to 4. So it's option number 23. That's Kaliako. Kaliatko. And, turnover, though, for the Eagles now. Santessa's got the ball. She gets picked with a good pick. Passes it over to Bobby on the baseline. Puts up a shot. Oh, almost goes in. Rebounded by the Rams. Oh, and Santessa's going to fight for the rebound. And, number 10 ends up with the ball. That's Maddie Four. Four will walk it up. 5 minutes to go now. First 12-0. And Four broke down onto the key, got the pass, but ran too much traffic and was not able to make anything happen. All right, Julie's got the ball. She's on the right-hand side. Up over to the top of the three-point line. Oh, man, Four is right there as Laney puts up a great two-point shot, almost a three-point shot, really. And those are the first 2 points for the Lady Eagles. With 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to go here in the second period. Oh, traveling call on number 23. And that's Kaliatko. Too many consonants in a row there for me. I don't know how you pronounce the D and the K, but Kaliatko had the ball, and she pivoted a little bit too much, and while she was pivoting the ball, her foot slid. All right, Marissa Larson passes it over to Laney. Laney on the right-hand side, three-point perimeter. Oh, a really close pass to Dantessa went through her hands. There's a little bit too much pepper and a little too close. So that goes out onto their own side and will be a turnover for the Rams. All right, number 10 has the ball. Four. She finds number 20, Chapman. She gets back to 4, takes a shot from 3 points. That one does not go in. Rebounded by the Rams, but then there's a turnover for the Eagles, but I think there's a foul in the process of it. So 21 will go to the line. That was Olivia Short. Short lines up. First shot does not go in. All right. And so Olivia Short will take her second attempt here. That one doesn't go in either. Rebounded by Dantessa, but she's got a lot of pressure from Kaliako, but she gets a good pick from Julia. Oh, and the pass goes out of bounds as they're trying to reach around to the left-hand side of three-point perimeter. So the ball will go back to the Rams now. 4 minutes to go in the first half. The score is 12-2. All right, number 12, Mahler has the ball. She passes over to 23. Gets 20 on the top of the three-point line. He wraps around to the right-hand side. Passes it back to number 12. He tries to go inside the 21, Olivia Short, but the ball gets taken away from her into the hands of Bobby Dushkin. Bobby passes it down to Dantessa on the post. Dantessa puts a nice little bank shot, does not go in. Bobby's a rebound, but she's too far past the basket to put anything in, and it gets stripped away from her and back into the hands of the Rams. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the first half. 20, the ball away. Chapman puts up a shot, does not go in. Rebound by number 12, Mahler. All right, Mahler takes the ball all the way from one side of the perimeter to the other, finds Chapman. Now, Mosier has the ball. All right, back into the hands of Chapman. Chapman finds number 23, Kaliatko. All right, she gets it back over to Chapman. Chapman drives down to the top of the post, puts up a shot. Ooh, does not go in. And that one goes out of bounds. And will go back into the hands of the Rams. As it was last touched by one of the Eagles. All right, so score again, 12-2 in favor of the Rams with 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Timeout being called and a chance for the players to catch their breath. The Rams go over and get some instructions from their coach. We'll have a substitution as Silvana is going to come in, I believe, for Dantessa, who's out down on the ground stretching out what possibly is a leg cramp of some sort. All right, so King Cove did a great job today in both their teams as they will be going to the finals, I believe, for both the boys and the girls. And here we will see who will come out on top of this game and where the Lady Eagles will go. And the boys play since both right after this. And they'll have a chance to work their way up higher to the tournament. And the guys are going and getting ready right now. And here comes this throw in. It'll be from Chapman. She's looking for her players to get open. Throws up to number 12. 12 over to the left-hand side where Chapman breaks down towards the baseline. This is a nice little baseline pass to Mosier. Mosier almost loses the ball, but gets fouled in the process. So that will be another throw-in. All right, Chapman with the ball. Call to play in the action. Oh, finds number 12. Mauer wide open on the post. Puts up a nice little bank shot that goes right in. All right, full court press causing that problems again. There's Mauer able to get the steal from the throw-in. Owen almost loses the ball over to the other side, but Chapman's able to throw it back in, but it goes into the hands of Silvana. Silvana tries to pass it over to Bobby Dushkin. Bobby breaking fast, but she had defenders around her, so it's going to go out of bounds on her. All right. Throw-in for the Rams goes over to Mauer, and Mauer will take it to the top three-point line. She tries to drive in, gets around Juliet, passes it over to number 23, Kaliako. And Kaliako passes it over to number 11, Mosier. And Mosier is going to go to the line as she gets fouled, trying to score, trying for a layup. The score 14-2, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the first half. All right, Mosier puts up her first shot. That does not go in. And didn't hit the rim, so that's going to be a turnover. If it doesn't hit the rim on a free throw, you don't chance the second one. So that will be a throw-in for the Eagles now. Still with that full-court press coming from the Rams. Bobby works her way around the defense, though. Oh, she drives into the lane. Oh, loses the ball. He gains it and puts a layup in. Almost makes it, too. Rebounded by the Rams, though. Ball is fought hard by Silvana and number 12, Mauer. Great work by Silvana. Chapman's got the ball over for the Rams. She gets it over to 11 at the top of the post. Mosier puts up a shot. That does not go in. And the Eagles get the rebound. And Bobby has the Chapman put up a attempt to get the ball from Bobby. And it goes out of bounds off of Chapman. And Dontessa will come in for Bobby Dushkin and will throw in the ball for the Eagles. All right, she throws in Silvana. Dontessa turns around and just starts running. She gets into the key. Tries to pass to Laney. Gets deflected by one of the Rams, but into the hands of Julia. Oh, Dontessa's nice little shot. Does not make it in, though. And that's going to go off the hands of number 11 for the Rams, Mosier. All right, so Dontessa throws in the ball. She finds Laney. Puts a shot. Laney almost makes it in. Oh, Marissa fights for the rebound. And Dontessa tries to save it herself, and it goes off the hands of Dontessa and out of bounds as she tried to do a flying save. All right. Chapman throws in. Oh, it's number 12, Mauer. All right. Mauer walks up to the top of the point line when she's met by Julia. Julia Johnson puts the pressure. It goes over to the left side to Kaliako. All right. Number 12 now has the ball on the right-hand baseline. She pulls back, though, and finds Chapman. 90 seconds left to go in the first half. Chapman on top of the free throw line. In some trouble, though. She gets it over to Kaliako. All right, Chapman now on top. Key finds over to the right-hand side where Mauer drives in, pulls back, though, and puts it back over to Chapman. Chapman drives in, pulls back, and passes to Kaliako. All right. Now number 12 again with the ball. Mauer, they're just trying to burn down some time on the clock. Less than a minute to go. Mauer runs it all the way up around. Gets a really good pitch from Kaliako. Oh, but she runs into Marissa Larson. Marissa mugs her for the ball, strips it from her. She could not drive past Marissa. And Laney has the ball now. She's trying to work past Kaliako. Puts up a jump shot. Doesn't make it in. Oh, Mariana almost the rebound, but it gets smacked off of her hand. And that'll be a throw in for the Rams. All right. Mauer with the ball. She bounces over to Kaliako. Oh, back to the top of the key with Silvana fighting number 21 hard for the ball. Almost gets it. Can't hold on to it, though. All right. Remains in possession for the Rams. Shot up at number 20. Does not go in. Rebound is by Dunn. Oh, he's got a breakaway. He's driving hard. Pulls back. Takes a shot. Oh, just off the back iron. Puts up one more shot on her own rebound. Doesn't quite make it in. She gets her own rebound again. 6 seconds left to go. Oh, and she throws it. And Lainey and Joy were both there. And it went right in between them and out of bounds all the way on the other baseline. So we'll have 0.4 seconds left for the Rams to try to do something. We'll see what they can do. Nope, there's the buzzer. That's not barely enough time to breathe. So, all right, end of the first half, and the score is 14-2 in favor of the Wasilla Lake Rams. Full court press really has been the key difference here between these two teams. That just applied a lot of pressure, and the Eagles have not been able to overcome the efforts that the Wasilla Lake Rams are putting into their defense. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. Coach Julian's going to go back, no doubt. Full court press is going to be a conversation that they will be having, and we'll see what they can come and figure out. And after this next half, we're going to have the Boy Eagles playing against Wasilla Lake Rams. And the Wasilla Lake Rams right now for the boys are out shooting around, and we've got some definite hype from these guys. I've already seen one of them dunk the ball. Looks like he's probably about 6'4". So we'll see what's going to come of this. If the Eagles can play like they did last night, they will be in the running with any team. But we'll see what happens. All right, Virgil, I'm going to hand it back to you until the next half.
All right, catch your breath, take a couple of drinks of water, and we'll hear from you soon. Thanks a lot, Austin. Austin, sorry about that. I wasn't piping you through. Get a glass of water and take a break, man. I'll talk with you soon, okay?
All right. Talk to you guys in a little bit.
All right. Bye-bye.
We are here, ready to go now. We're into the second half now as the Eagles and Rams take it off here. So far, the second half is scoreless. We're 40 seconds into it. And the score coming in, just to remind everyone, 14-2. All right, the Eagles have the ball now. Lainey puts up a shot. That one does not go in, and it will be off of her last. So the ball will swing into the direction of the Rams. Chapman throws it in to number 10. 10-4 brings it down to the top of the key. Kind of has it back to Chapman. She's able to get a little bounce in there. Down to Sulak on the top of the three-point line. She pulls back. Bounce pass over to Maller. Over to number 10 again, Fuller. That is another two-point shot from her. It's going out 6-2. And Lainey has the ball now, brings it over to the right-hand side of the perimeter. She's going to be, the ball's going to get stripped away by Fuller, who saw a good opportunity to just run in there and grab at the ball. It falls out of bounds in the process, though, so the throw-in will go in for the Eagles. Dontessa drives in, top of the post, puts up a shot off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Sulak to the Rams. Sulak takes it up to the half-court line, runs right past it, trying to break through the defense, drives down towards the baseline, pulls up, takes a shot, and the ball gets stuck right in between the backboard and the rim, and it's just stuck there right now. And, that's called a jump ball right there when that one happens. And they're going to take a few seconds here to use the second ball to try to get it out. Fun little break, though, as there you go. The ball is finally released as three different people hit the ball to try to bring it down. It'll go in the position of the Eagles, though, with that jump ball. All right, Bobby has the ball thrown from that. That's still full court press. Bringing on a lot of heat. The Bobby pushes right past. Finds Mariana. Mariana puts up a shot. Oh, just off the rim. Lainey gets a rebound. She's trying to put the ball back in. All right. Loses the possession, but regains it again somehow. And a reach in there by Fuller for the Rams. Pushes the ball out of bounds. Last touch by her, so it'll be thrown in by Dontessa. All right. So the ball goes all the way over to Julie. Julie gets the ball. Into the hands of Lainey, who's wide open for a 3-point. That shot is good! 3 points for Lainey Kuchinoff. Great shot. And that brings the now score 16-5. Exciting. That shot wide open, able to bridge the gap a little bit. All right. Oh, number 11 has the ball now. Brings over to Chapman. Number 20 put up a shot. Nothing happening there, and Bobby Dixon quickly gets the rebound and tries to run. She's got a wide open lane, pulls up for the shot. Oh, and it goes off the rim. But Mariana, who puts up another shot, that one isn't going either. And off the hands of Fontessa, I believe. Oh, actually, it was off the hands of the person next to Fontessa, so that will be a throw-in for the Eagles. All right, Mariana's got the ball throwing. She puts up a shot that does not go in. Rebound by number 12. I believe it's Mallard. Yep. Oh, she loses the ball, though, to Bobby. Bobby brings it all the way around to the sideline. And that's going to be a turnover, some sort of technical turnover. I think she might say that Bobby touched the line when she pulled a really quick U-turn, though, and so that'll go into the hands of the Rams. Chapman with the ball now. She's looking for someone to get over to him. Finds Suku, who passes over to number 11, Nozier. Nozier gets it out outside, and that's going to be a throw-in for the Eagles. And there'll be a time. There's going to be a substitution as Silvana Morris is going to come in for Bobby to give her a few seconds to rest her feet. All right. Throw into the Eagles. Still at full court press, causing pressure. Turnover. Chapman gets the ball. And she finds number 12. And he puts up a shot at the glass. That's Mallard. 2 points for Kaylee Mallard. And we'll see what happens with this full court press. A lob goes up. Rebounded or stolen by Sulak, and the attempt to put the ball up there does not go in. The Eagles is having a really, really tough time breaking past the full court press. All right, so that time the ball gets thrown in and off the one of the bodies for the Rams, and so it'll be a second. Oh, actually, it's touched off by one of the Eagles, are saying, so that'll be a throw in for the Rams. Sulak with the ball, drives down towards post, runs in some defense, almost loses it, but has regained and passes it over. Chapman took the ball now. Back goes Sulak, who gets it over to Mallard. Mallard passes to Fuller. Fuller takes a shot. Oh, and it's good. 2 points. Making the score now 20-5. All right, here's Fontessa running hard, trying to split the defense. She's able to do it. Goes coast to coast. Gets the ball to Julia Johnson on the outside foot. That's 3-point territory. Bounce back to her. She has wide open shot. Oh, barely misses it. So just trying to get that rebound, but it's going to outrun them out of bounds. And, you know, the score of 20 right now to 5, that's not a lot of points compared to what some of the other games we've seen for the team. Not in differential, but in terms of, you know, usually the scores are a little bit higher. It shows you the defense for both these teams really working hard. The Eagles are not giving up a lot of points over to the Rams. All right, a couple substitutions as number 11 and number 12, that's Maurer and Mosier, will sit down, and number 23 will come in, that's Koliotko. And number Olivia Short will come in as well. All right. So Silvana's got fighting hard for the ball, almost loses it. Fontessa gets it done in a nice pass, takes a shot, goes out of bounds. And that will be a throw-in for the Rams. Number 10, Fuller, will bring it down past the half court. She passes over to Koyako, who tries to pass it back over to number 21, but it gets knocked out of her hand. Regained by number 21, over there short. All right. Sulak has the ball, and she puts up a shot. It gets stuffed by Fontessa, and they're going to call a foul on that. But a really good defense being played by the Eagles here tonight. Not letting a lot of points get by them. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The score is 20-5. 1.5 quarters away from the boys here at Sandpoint playing against the Wasilla Lake Rams themselves, so that'll be an exciting game to see what happens there. Substitutions for the Eagles. Marissa's going to come in, as well as Bobby will come back in as well. All right, second shot by number 22 is not going to go in. We're going to get a lane violation, I believe, as one of the as one of the Rams moves too quickly. Here's that full court press. Julia Johnson gets the throw in, and she tries to pass it to Bobby, but isn't able to. And Chapman ends up the ball and puts up another shot, doesn't go in. Madison Thompson fighting hard for that ball against Brianna Chapman. And a jump ball is called. All right, Chapman goes in. She finds four. Puts up a shot, deflected off of Dontessa's hand. Great deflection by her. I believe Bobby Dixon driving hard coast to coast, trying to make it happen, does not get the layup. Rebounded by Sulak. She loses the ball, though. No one knows exactly where it is. Oh, it looks like Sulak got poked in the nose, actually. So she had to step away for a second. And we're going to get two shots for Koyaka, number 23. She will step up to the line. First one, doesn't go in. And more substitutions now. Their second one isn't going either. And Savannah Morris gets the rebound, looking for someone to pass it to. And a jump ball called as Sulak tries to strip it away from her, but she was able to hold on just long enough. All right. Dontessa's got the ball. She's driving hard towards the sideline, trying to get past the defense. Oh, the pass that she tries to do for gets intercepted by Sulak. She pulls up, takes a shot, and Dontessa slams the ball down, but gets a little bit of hand with it as well. And looks like she got a little bit of a bop in the face in the process, too, so she's going to go over to the sideline for a quick second. And that will be two chances at the line for Sulak. She lines up her shot, puts it up, and that one's all the way in. All right. Lane's coming in for Marissa. And Mariana is going to come in for Madison. The score is 22-5 now. She puts up her second shot, and that one goes in as well. A very unique free throw from Sulak. Seems to be working for her, though, but she takes a little bit of jump on it when she takes her shot. Never really seen that before. All right, full court press forces another turnover. And passed down to Koliako on the post. And that her shot did not go in. And rebound went to Dontessa. Dontessa trying to run over with the ball. And it gets poked out. Oh, and the throw into Kavana Morris hits Koliako right on the head. And she wasn't looking for it. And that bounced all the way back out of bounds. That was quite a hit. Luckily, she's not hurt at all. But you can tell that caught her very much off guard. All right, throwing goes now to Dontessa. She's being pressed hard. She's able to break past her defense, but loses control of the ball, and it goes in the hands of Chapman. Oh, Julia Johnson comes up right behind her and just gives a little alley-oop underneath the ball and is able to strip it from her hands without a foul. But it will go out of bounds on her, and it will be a throw-in. All right, throw-in will be for the Rams. Brianna Chapman calls the play. Oh, and there's going to be a foul on the shot. I believe she was bumped a little bit too hard by her defender. They were all kind of put into a pile there, and it was kind of hard not to bump you. Oh, actually, that ball is going to go over to Sandpoint, so that was a foul on Sandpoint. All right, oh, and they're able to get past the defense. And a shot comes up by Mariana. Does not go in. And it's going to still remain in their possession, however. Going to be a throw in by Dontessa for the Eagles. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Dontessa throws in. Eight shot. Does not go in. Rebounded by Sulak for the Eagle or the Rams. She's looking for someone to get open. Tries to pass it over to Koliako. It gets intercepted by the Eagles, though. And Dontessa passes to Laney. Back to Dontessa. Dontessa does a big pass all the way over to Julia Johnson across the court. And that gets intercepted. And it's a big fight for the ball there. It ends up in Sulak's hands, but ends up actually going back to Dontessa. All right. Oh, and the ball gets intercepted by Sulak again, but Julia Johnson runs up right Ingo knocks the ball out from underneath her. No foul call, but it does go out of bounds. And we've got another mass exodus of students. All right, and there was quite a fight between Fuller and Julia for the ball, and Fuller ended up on the ground and did not look very happy about that one. So there's going to be a foul on Julia for that one. All right. Ball goes thrown in for the Rams. Shot put up by Fuller. That one goes in, make the score 25-5 with 1 minute left to go here. But, all right, timeout is called by Coach Nate Julian. And we're going to see what they can do to get past the full-court defense. That's just the main deal breaker today so far has been getting past that spread. You know, it's been really tight for them. Lots of pressure. It takes a lot of court, a lot of teamwork and a lot of ball handling to beat a full court press. And the Rams have been able to spot this ability to utilize against them this kind of defensive strategy. It's working out really well for them. Haven't been able to make any of the adjustments needed. So we'll see what happens with this timeout. Maybe Coach Julian has something up his sleeve that he can pull out. Just over a minute to go here in the third quarter, score 25-5. All right, the Eagles break with a lot of noise from their side, trying to build up the momentum again. And they come out. And the boys will be playing next. And that should be a very exciting game. All right, so the teams come out. That'll be a throw in for the Eagles. All right, Koyako for the Rams, able to force a turnover from the heavy defense. All right, Ken's got the ball now. Fuller, she passed to Koyako, who tried to get it back to Fuller, breaking towards the basket. And Fuller was just a little bit ahead of the ball. Dantessa trying to break that defense, puts up a shot. Oh, it's just off the back of the rim. Dantessa with one more chance. She got the rebound, puts up another shot. That one didn't go in, but she was able to draw a foul off of it. So she'll go to the line for an attempt at two with under a minute to go here in the third quarter. She lines up her shot. Oh, that one does not go in. And she, that one didn't make it in. She'll have another attempt here at another free throw. All right. Took up the shot. Oh, and that one just goes out the back of the rim. And she, I guess that first shot is not going to count. Maybe there's a lane violation of some sort. They're going to give her one more shot here. Put that one up off the back. Doesn't hit the rim. So that'll be a throw-in for the Eagles. All right, Chapman throws it into Fuller. 42 seconds left to go. Fuller's going to bring it down. And she's being heavily guarded by Julia. Julia's putting a lot of pressure on her. She's pivoting all over trying to break away. Almost throws it away, but she's able to get to Koyako. Now over to Chapman on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Back up to Koyako at the top of the perimeter. Over to Chapman, who puts up a jump shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebound. Oh, going to Julia Johnson. Julia got a hand on it, and then it bounced off her foot, and now it bounds, and she's getting down to the ground. I'm going to get a little wood burn from that one, but nothing worse for wear. Throw in goes Koyako. Julia playing tight defense. Oh, shot up. Three-pointer by Tulak does not go in. Rebound by Mariana. All right. Dantessa's got the ball now. She's going to try to break past the defense, but isn't able to. And so Dantessa had some really tight defense being played there against her. I think they actually fouled her. The defense was just so tight. They were pushing their body too hard against her. 1 second left to go. Laney's going to try a first shot. Not able to get the shot off in time. Ball goes back to the referee. And that's the end of the third quarter. The score 25-5 here in favor of the Wapello Lake Rams. All right, so, you know, the very consistent game this has been for both teams. defense being the main thing for both teams. Eagles not really giving up a lot of points, but not really able to get it past the full court press. So unless that can change, there just really won't be a lot of opportunity for the Sandpoint Eagles to get a lot of shots up. However, they are still getting some shots up in the air, still getting a few points. A nice three-point shot by Contessa brought the score up to 5. And we'll see if they can muster anything else up here in the fourth period. And all right, so the end of that quarter break right there. And both teams break from their benches. And as all right, teams come out, the throw in's going to be in favor of the Rams. So Chapman throws it in. She throws it over to Mosier, who gets that Chapman, who picks up a really good pick from Koyako. Now back over to Maurer. Okay, back to Chapman now at the top of the half-court line, being tightly guarded by Julia. Julia using her speed to her advantage. All right, Koyako's got the ball now. Passed in underneath the post over to Mosier, and she puts up a great shot. Here comes the full-court press. Contessa getting over to Madison. Madison with the ball now. She's able to get past into their own territory. Over to Contessa. Contessa breaks over to the left-hand side. To Julia. Julia with a great shot. Nothing but net. Oh, my goodness. And that will be make the score now 8-27. Great, great shot by Julia. All right, Julia gets picked again. Needs to be looking out for that pick from number 23 so she can work around it. All right, 12 now. Guy not being called by the Rams as number 12 is running into a little trouble with her defense. She pulled up the ball. Number 12, Mallet, and she was not going to be able to start dribbling again, so they called a quick timeout so they could get possession of the ball for a throw-in. All right, so 6 minutes and 55 seconds left to go here in the game. 27-8 is the score. And the timeout's coming up to an end. Both teams are breaking from their benches. And here they come. Sherlin will be for the Rams. And here comes Brianna Chapman to throw the ball in for them. The referee is handing her the ball, and it's in play. So players are looking around, looking to get open. She finds Olivia Short, and the ball just goes past her, out of her hand. Bobby's back in the game. She's got the ball, trying to work her way around the defense. Drives down to a wide open paint. Oh, point. Into a shot. It's 2 points. Great ball handling. Way to run it in. The score is 27-10 now. With 6 minutes and 32 seconds left to go. Tight defense being played by Bobby and Julia. All right, Mosier's ball at the free throw line. She's got a lot of players around her, though. She's able to get it out to Maurer. Maurer brings it over, trying to push her way past Julia. Julia gets a hand in there, and again, causes her to put the ball up. Oh, in the pass, Bobby was trying to get there just in time for the pass. Wasn't able to get there. Bumps into Koyako, so that's going to be a foul against Bobby. But good hustle on the defense from the Eagles. Bobby's going to walk off again. I think that was one last chance to see how her foot was doing. But I think that they're going to go ahead and pull her out and let her just rest up her foot. All right, Dantes has got the ball. Keeps driving down. Wide open breakaway layup. Oh, it's good. 27-12, and just like that, the Eagles have scored 7 points. Oh, and Julia is able to get a turnover into the hands of Laney. Oh, into the hands of Mariana. She finds Julia breaking. Oh, breaking towards the half court line. And it goes into the trash can. It's good for that, but not good for any points. So the ball went out of bounds and right into a little desk trash can. Not a big hoop to put the ball into, so good shot there. All right, so number 12 has the ball now for with the Rams. They get it over to Chapman. Back over to Maurer. Oh, down to Mosier on the post. but she's got Laney all over her, and it gets into, it actually goes in between the legs of Julia Johnson, right where her calves are, and her legs just wrapped around the ball, and Mosier was trying to get the ball away from her, but it was just cut to him between her legs. All right, throw in Koliako. She puts up a nice little bank shot for two. Oh, and the ball goes over to Laney. She gets back to Dantetta. Dantetta gets through the defense. Pulls back for Julia. The 3 points. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Rebound by Dantetta. Almost goes off her foot. She did what get, though. Laney's got the ball now. She's got the defenders all over her. Oh, and the ball gets tripped. And they're going to bring down Koliako in the process of trying to get the ball back. All right. Lots of good effort being put out here by the Eagles for this game. And they're actually coming back a little bit. Very exciting to see that. All right, so the ball is over for the Rams. So, Maller. Oh, the ball got passed to Koliako. She's trying to pass it over to Cowler, who's breaking through the basket. It gets turned over to the Eagles, but Chapman's there for her own turnover. She puts up a shot. That does not go in. Pass over to Dantetta on the rebound does not make it to her and goes out of bounds. And so that will be a throw-in for the Eagles. Laney's got the ball. It's just a good pick. Puts up a 3-point shot. Oh, off the rim. Olivia Short gets the rebound for the Rams. She finds Chapman. He's got Julia coming right up on her. She is able to get past Julia by a nice little pick from Mosier. All right, Koliako's got the ball now, and she's driving towards the baseline. As she drives in, she's going to get pushed a little bit too much for Madison. And that will be a foul. And now the Eagles have 7 fouls on their side, so that will be a chance for Koliako to go to the line for a 1-1 shot. All right, Koliako winds it up. That one does not go in. Rebounded by Mariana. Mariana tries to pass it to Julia, but it comes up a little short and gives in the hands of Mosier. She passed it over to Maller, but Maller wasn't able to hold on to it, and she chases the ball out of bounds. All right, Madison will spin. And gets it over to Dantetta. Oh, Dantetta gets the ball. Mariana for a nice little bank shot. 2 points. That's good. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And I see the Wasilla boys coming out now. All right. Tight defense being played now. Coffee and turnover. Dantetta is wide open for a nice little breakaway. And she's going to get fouled by Mosier, who poked herself in there trying to get the turnover, but she grabbed a lot of Dantetta, and as Dantetta went for a shot, she got fouled, so she will have a chance to go to the line for two. Man, and as Christian boys walked by me, I must have counted probably 15 players. I was telling you that too, so they're going to have a lot of legs in that game, a lot of opportunity to go in and out. We'll see what comes from these guys, but they're going to have a very strong team with lots of height and lots of strength. So hopefully our boys are going to be able to bring it to them if they play like they did last night. I've got a feeling they can. All right, Dantetta with the ball now. She stole it after missing both her free throws. Ball goes over to Madison. He goes over to Julia. Julia tries to pass it into Dantetta on the paint, but it gets stolen by Maller. Maller pulls back and gets it over to Koliako. Koliako passes back to Maller. Who gets it over to Chapman? Chapman drives down towards the baseline, pulls back to Mosier. Mosier back to Chapman. Puts up the shot. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Mosier. She's trying to find someone. Passes to and finds Olivia Short. She gets shoved a little bit by Mariana, so that she'll have a chance to go to the line for a 2-2 opportunity. 29-14 with 3 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the game. And that will be Olivia Short going to the line. And the substitution as Madison comes out and Marissa comes in. Very young team for the Eagles. If we can get these girls coming back, there's a great opportunity for them to really developed the team. The squad is very young. So that'll be a sign for the future of the Lady Eagles. All right, she'll have one more chance. She made the first free throw, Olivia Short. She puts the ball up, does not go in, rebound by Dantessa. Dantessa finds Laney, who puts up a shot. Oh, off the back of the rim. And the rebound goes to Mariana, who puts up a shot, does not get it. Dantessa gets the rebound for that one, puts up a shot, does not get it. Mariana gets that rebound, puts up a shot, doesn't get it, and it gets rebounded that time by Maurer for the Rams. It goes over to Brianna Chapman, who gets a good pick from Kayako. And Kayako picked Julia, and I think Julia is just tired of getting picked, so she kind of got a little elbow as she tried to pass by her on that one, which I really think caught Kayako off guard. All right, first free throw by 20, number 20, Chapman, did not go in. And rebounded by Laney. Laney gets it over to Julia. Julia puts up a shot. Oh, off the rim. Rebounded by Mariana, who turns around, puts up a shot. That one isn't going either. Rebounded that time by Olivia Short. Goes in the hands of number 12, Maller, who's looking for Kayako. Can't quite get the ball there, though, but gets her Kayako now as she passed it. Julia got her hands in the way. Number 11 was passing it to 23. Julia got her hand right up there and stopped it, but 11 was able to get the ball back, and that time the pass went through to Kayako. But another timeout being called now by the coach for the Rams. And we'll see what comes here. We got 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go, and the score is 30-14. Seeing the boys now for the Eagles line up. They're getting ready for their game here. And so after this, we will, of course, have the games for tomorrow, which will be the big championship game. Those will begin, as I put out the little roster here. It's going to depend on where we are at in the tournament, but games begin tomorrow at 9 a.m., and those will be the boys and girls for 56th place, and then 10:30 for that for the boys. Then 12 p.m. for the girls, 3rd and 4th, and then 1 p.m. for the boys, 3rd and 4th. And finally, for 3 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., we'll have 1st and 2nd for the boys and the girls. All right, so Dantessa's got the ball now with just 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. She pulls up for a nice little jumper. Doesn't make it in, but Marissa's there for the rebound. She tried to put her own shot, does not go in. And as there's a little bit of a fight for the ball, I think we're going to get a foul called. Yeah, okay, it'll be a foul on the Rams, fighting a little bit too hard, throwing a little bit too much elbow as they try to get the rebound. All right, so Dantessa now will throw it in for the Eagles. She gets it over to Marissa. Marissa back to Dantessa on the baseline. Dantessa tries to pull it out to the perimeter in order to set a play, and the ball goes off her foot and out of bounds, so that'll be a throw-in for the Rams. All right, number 20 has it. She gets it over to number 12, Maller, who takes it past half court. Over to the right-hand side, Kayako. Oh, over to Mosier. Now back to Kayako, who tries to drive in, but can't get it to anyone, but it's picked up by Mosier. That ball almost went to the Eagles, but Mosier was able to get her hands on it just in time. And as there was a struggle for the ball, Mosier gets fouled. All right, Mosier lines up for her shots. Puts one up. Oh, it doesn't make it in. Just off the front of the rim. All right, she'll get one more attempt now. 1 minute and 48 seconds left to go here. That one does go in. So, score 31-14 now. 1 minute and 45 seconds left to go. Dantessa has got it. No more full-court press being played. We got a 3-2 zone. Dantessa pulls up her shot. Does not go in. Rebounded there by the Eagles, and I think off the hands one of the Rams, so that will be a throw-in for the Eagles. to Dantescu. He puts the ball up and gets 2 points. 31-16 now. Number 12 leads down, gets Kaliako. Kick on the right hand side of the perimeter. Back over to Mosier. Pass over to Chapman on top of the piece. Over now to the left hand side of the perimeter where Mahler gets it. Now Chapman gets a pick from Kaliako from over on Dantescu. But she runs back in. All right, number 11, Mosier puts a shot. Missed off the front of the rim and right into the hand of Silvana. Now, Dantescu will bring the ball up. She passes over to Silvana. That's Dantescu who gets over to Madison. Less than a minute to go here. Oh, and Laney was trying to cut down. Mauer bumps her with her. Okay, I think Mauer got bumped by Mariana, who in turn bumped Laney, who had the ball. So that's going to go out of bounds, and Mauer has the ball now. Pass over to Kaliaka for the Ram. Back over to Mauer. All right, Mauer to Mosier at the top of the post. And Kaliaka was starting to break down towards the basket, and Mosier saw her there, but she passed it just behind her. So that'll be a throw-in now for the Eagles. Dantescu has got it with 35 seconds left to go. All right, Dantescu pulls up, gets her to Madison for a shot. Oh, just off the inside of the rim. And out of bounds. That'll be a throw-in for the Eagles. 25 seconds left to go here. Score 31-16. Silvana's got the ball for the Eagles. She gets her to Madison on the baseline. Back to Silvana. Silvana's got some heavy defense. Back to Madison. Over now, Dantescu. Dantescu drives into the paint. Puts up a shot. Oh, just off the back of the iron. Dantescu's got the rebound. Laney now with the ball. Being tightly guarded by Mauer. Oh, Laney just loses it. We got 5 seconds left to go, and we're going to get a jump ball called. With 3.9 seconds left to go in the game. All right, so that's going to be thrown for Dantescu. Laney puts up a shot. Does not go in. And there's the buzzer for the game. The score is 31-16. The Lady Eagles really came back there. They were able to, they were down by a much larger amount than this at times, but they did a great comeback and brought it within 15 points. Actually, within 15 points. Great defense being played by the Rams, though. The full court press pretty much set the tone for the game and prevented the Eagles from really being able to play as much offense as they would have liked to have played. All right, and we've got one more game for you guys today. We're going to see the boys play, the Boy Eagles play against the Wasilla Lake Christian Rams. And so this ought to be a very exciting game. Both two good teams. Hopefully we can see the Eagles come out looking strong like they did last night. I think we'll have about 20 minutes between this game and the next. So, Virgil, I'll hand it back over to you.